freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We're inside hour number two, and we want to hear from you about anything. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. You got a rant, you got an agenda you want to push, we'll let you on the phones. There is virtually no screening on this radio show. Not because we don't have a call screener, but because I used to be a talk show caller myself.
Yes.
And I hated it.
It's like... Here's how to get abused in
life. Is Ian here with you, by the way?
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Here's how to get abused. What now?
Here's how you get abused. Call talk shows.
Yeah.
Disagree with the host. Get hung up on.
Or and insulted, of course, after the fact. The talk show host will always hold his insults until after he's hung up
right.
on you.
That,
if
that
you get
idiot.
On the air.
Yeah, if you even manage to get through the screening process and get on the air in the first place.
That mindless mendicant. How in the world can he possibly think like that?
And I understand where they're coming from. They want to keep their show on one topic throughout the entire hour, and that's all fine. And
well, they want to keep it on one topic, and they want to push that particular agenda down
one side of the topic,
yes. Right? And they, in order to keep to push their agenda, they won't let you get your full point out.
Of course,
Free Talk Live's not like that.
We are quite a bit different. So dial us up 1-800-259-9231. Four questions are asked when you call in. They are: what's your name? What do you want to talk about? In one word, where are you calling from? And how are you listening to the show?
That's it. We have lots of different listeners and lots of different fashions.
We do. We have listeners worldwide to this radio show. So you can.
Didn't we just get a call from Denmark last night?
Last night we did get a call from Denmark.
Excellent.
1-800-259-9231. You can
you
also.
Guys, you're doing a great job on your show.
Well, I don't know if that's Denmarkian accent, but
kind of sounds like Schwarzenegger.
Denmarkian.
Danish.
Really?
Danish.
What
Danish.
Danish. Thank you. 1-800-259-9231. Don't worry. I don't even know what a touch lamp was until last year. Okay?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. 800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. We got all sorts of fun stuff for you there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got a brand new Shriner, author C.F. Jackson. She listens to the show. And we're very proud of that fact. She's actually one of our newest validated Shriners. You don't know what that is? Well, go check it out. And ladies, if you're listening, don't forget, your calls come first. If we got guys on hold and you call in, we will go to your call first.
Because we appreciate our female callers and
exactly.
listeners.
And we know we've got them out there,
it's
too.
Not for any sexist reason. It really has to do with the program directors, the program radio stations. They
sure.
believe that... Talk radio is an entirely male format.
Yes.
And we're out to prove them otherwise.
No, no women listen to talk radio.
Not
we
true.
Intend to prove them wrong.
Not only that, but we've proven that women of all ages listen to
mm-hmm.
our show.
Yep.
I mean, it may be true mm-hmm. that women don't listen to most talk radio. I don't know. I'm sure there's a minor percentage of them that do, but we have them come out in droves for our Shrine of Female Listeners. So check that out. The bulletin board system, we got thousands of posts, hundreds of users, and much, much more. It's all there for you, including archives, the live streaming, all for free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
Free State Project, I like the organization so much. I signed the petition.
Yep. I joined myself.
As
yeah.
did I.
As a matter of fact, I just had my...
This isn't just a, you know, I hope the federal government does such and such petition. I want to see smoking banned on airplanes, and I sign my name. This is the sort of thing where we signed up to move to a whole new state.
That's a life-changing decision.
Right. It is.
This is not for the passive couch potato.
Yeah.
The armchair quarterback
right.
of politics, if you will.
You say you want freedom in the United States?
Do something.
You want it in your lifetime? Go to freestateproject.org.
Check it out.
Put your money where your mouth
do
is.
Do your due diligence. And even if you don't have money, you can still join up. Because there's plenty of people in the Free State Project who are real poor. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they want to come to New Hampshire because they realize that it's going to be the best place to actually create wealth. The best place to make money. Because the most free state is the best economy. The best economy means you get paid the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have the most things. You have the most wealth. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231, Satan. We're going to talk about Satan now, right?
Ouch. Well, I don't know precisely if we're going to talk about Satan, but we're going to...
Oh, you said something about Satan.
Okay, here we go. It's a story out of the New York Times.
Maybe I should bring Satan on for this.
That's great.
You haven't had an excuse to do Satan. Yeah. So go ahead.
Okay. The beating of Queen Satanist prompts hate crimes charges. Ever since he was 12, Daniel Romano has...
You know, whenever I hear about one of my followers being beaten, it just brings a tear to my eyes.
I can imagine, Mr. S. Anything you could say to use that voice. All right. Ever since he was 12, Daniel Romano has cut a noticeable figure around Middle Village, a working-class part of Queens. Mr. Romano, we'll use that loosely, is 20. He calls himself a Satanist. He stands out. He's got a blue tinted bouffant, his black clothing and black fingernails, and the prominent crucifix.
And
crucifix,
no girlfriend.
Excuse me. Right? Crucifix, yes. Rare little animal.
A crucifix.
Crucifix worn upside down.
Right.
Mr. Romano has long been teased for dressing like a...
How old is he?
He's 20.
20, okay.
Yeah, he's long been teased for
still
dressing
in high
like
school,
a...
apparently.
Yeah, a jackass. No, excuse me, a goth kid. It
right.
says, or simply a goth.
Right.
For you people that don't know, a goth kid and a goth, same thing, I guess.
Yeah, goths, if you don't know, are people who rebel against the system by fitting into a different system.
Another different culture, which is a goth subculture. And,
right.
of course, they're goth kids, because I don't think any of them have had the chance to grow past the age of, you know, 27 or 28. I mean, do you think goths... What's the oldest goth you've ever seen?
Well, I would
36.
Imagine that it would probably
really?
Be the guy from Monster Magnet.
That would be Dave Weindorf.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Okay. In a community full of small homes, neat lawns, and populated by community of wide lawns, small minds. Anyway, in recent weeks...
Wait, is that what the article says?
No,
is that what you said?
That's me.
Oh, okay.
In recent weeks, local teenagers began fixating on Mr. Romano, as I'm sure that they have plenty of times. Mr. Romano's been picked on a lot, I bet you. Calling him names like Satan Worshipper, Baby Crucifier, and Hooker Killer. The authorities say... Now, this is out of the New York
Why
Times.
Why would Satan want to kill a hooker?
I don't know.
That's
Wouldn't
bizarre.
You think Satanists might kill hookers?
No.
They're
no.
capable of anything, those Satanists.
But hookers, I don't know, they sort of spread the word of Satan in a roundabout
spread
way.
Spread something.
Spreading diseases.
Yeah.
Mr. Romano, while walking down 72nd Street in Maspeth, was attacked by the two teenagers, authorities say, yesterday. By two teenagers. So the Queens District Attorney Richard A. Brown announced that the young men, Mr. Rotundi... Mr. Scapanito.
Okay.
Awesome. Both 18 from Middle Village would be charged with hate crimes. This is the tricker, the catcher here. They're going to be charged with hate crimes for that. These carry harsher penalties and are usually leveled at attacks involving the victim's ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation. Prosecutors say they attacked Mr. Romano because of his religious beliefs. They thought he worshipped Satan. They were arraigned yesterday. Let's see. The charges carry up to 15 years. Mr. Romano was... beaten about the head and neck with a metal club and an ice scraper. He was taken to Elmhurst Hospital Center. He got 12 stitches.
No, I'm no expert. I'm no expert when it comes to the Bible, but I am pretty sure the last time I checked that you're not supposed to beat the hell out of people if you're a Christian.
Well, I would say that Mr. Romano is asking for it, walking around.
He's not asking.
Attracting.
He's not
That's
asking.
Not fair.
He's not asking for anything except for undue attention.
And some of that undue attention is going to be by young toughs with sticks. Sorry, if Mr. Romano didn't know this was going to happen, somebody should have told him. Point or another.
Why should you expect to get beat up over what you're wearing?
Why should you expect to get beat up? Hold your answer to that question, Manwich, and we're going to come back and maybe hear from you if you've got a comment. 1-800-259-9231. Are there any Christians out there that agree that the Satanists should have been beaten up? If so, I don't think you're a real Christian. 1-800-259-9231, this is your show, and you can take control and even change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at GCNlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, gets you on the phones with us to talk about anything that might happen to be on your mind. Whatever it is goes, political, personal, anything at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Talking about a story out of, where was it, Salem?
Salem.
Salem, Massachusetts?
No, it wasn't Salem, it was at Queens, excuse me.
Queens, there was a story earlier from Salem, so
yeah,
Queens,
right.
New York.
Yes.
Where apparently there's a Satanist.
Mr. Romano. Yes.
He walks around in his black clothing. And
sure.
As many, many people do.
Doesn't have, like, a real job, I'm sure.
I wonder if he wears horns. Does he wear horns? Does it have a picture of him?
It does not, no.
Because I was going to say,
you can log on to freetalklive.com, and we've got all sorts of cool stuff on there. One of those things is the bulletin board system, where we post our articles. So whatever it is we're talking about, you want to read about the Satan story, the Satan guy story,
yeah,
you'll have that posted by the end of the show. And usually you do it usually after the segment that we're done talking about it. So you can log on and make your own, you know, make comments so everyone else can see them, or just read the story for yourself. Kind of a cool feature at freetalklive.com. So continue with the story, man, which he got beat up by a couple of punks.
Yeah.
A couple of Christian toughs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
they're nailed to the X, the straight edge.
These fellas beat him up, and basically they're getting charged with hate crimes. So they're... What would you expect to get for beating somebody up? You just decide you want to beat somebody up. What would you expect somebody would be charged get?
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter what they get charged with, because they're coming to see me eventually.
You just love that. It's good to see Satan's here.
Yeah.
Satan's here, everybody. Okay. Now, what would you expect people to get for beating somebody up with sticks like that?
Jeez. I mean, how bad did he get beaten up? I guess
12 stitches.
That's pretty bad, I guess.
It's not good, but...
They made him bleed.
They
right?
did, in fact, yeah. bleed. 12 stitches is not a good...
You draw blood from somebody, you should be... I think you should... You should definitely be in prison for a year, at least.
Well, they're facing 15 apiece.
15 years.
Because it's a hate crime. And
oh, yes.
I feel like that's the sticker.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of quotes here from Mr. Romano. Mr. Romano was working at a bagel store last summer when Mr. Scarpettino, who also worked next door at the hardware store, began making fun of him. Mr. Romano's quoted as saying, "My allegiance is to Satan, and I hate Christianity, Judaism, and Islam." But I didn't hurt anyone.
What about Buddhism?
Apparently he doesn't care about Buddhism. Okay. "I take out my anger in mosh pits and S&M clubs."
Uh-huh.
"I think it's ironic that Christians got violent with the Satanist."
He's right about that.
Yeah.
That is
his mother, Debbie Romano, 48. "I'm a Christian, but he went the other way. I don't understand his beliefs."
You know that's got to be tough for a mom.
Well, this guy's an idiot, and he walks around being an idiot all the time. Somebody's going to kick an idiot's ass.
How is it? I'm sorry. How is it any more idiotic to believe in Satan than it is to believe in God?
This guy, if you...
or to follow. You know, just because he wants to be different.
That's the thing. It's the whole nonconformity thing. Don't you understand that society punishes nonconformity?
Yes, but I do understand that.
They're not nonconformists. They're just conforming to something else.
They're conforming to a group that gets beaten up.
They're conforming to a minority group. Okay, yes. And I understand that they get picked on, and I understand that they feel the consequences of this, but I don't think it's right.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm only saying it's real.
Okay, fine.
So do you think that he sort of, in a roundabout way, got what he deserved by wearing the clothes?
I think he's an idiot, and he's going to get beaten up. That's it. And that deserves...
Well, especially if he goes around saying such brilliant things as, "I hate Christians, and I hate Buddhists, and I..." Or, no, he didn't say that. "I hate Hindus, and I hate Muslims." I mean, if you go around telling everybody you hate them, and, "Oh, but I won't beat you up. I hate them all, but I'll never lay a fist on them."
He wants some attention, and Mr. Scarpettino gave it to him.
He got some attention.
Yeah, okay. Beat his ass.
Well, there's no excuse for what Mr. Scarpettino and his associates did.
But here's the other thing, is... What ought to be against the law is the things that they did, not the things that they thought.
I agree 100%.
Hate crimes are thought crimes.
Yep.
That's what's wrong with them. You can't propose to know what the difference is for these guys. And if you supported hate crimes from the beginning because you didn't want to see, you know, that it was bad for white people to beat up black people, or white people to beat up Chicanos, or you were afraid that the gay people were getting beat up, or whatever the reason is, this is the natural end. Satanists getting protected by the law. This law is stupid. And this should have never made the news.
Regardless of whether it's Christians beating up a gay guy or Christians beating up a Satanist, are you seeing a pattern here?
I got threatened to be a Christian guy threatened to beat me up once.
Really? What for?
I was making fun of Christian music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, anybody can claim to be a Christian rock star, right? Like, I could walk into any given place and say, "I'm a Christian rock star."
No kidding.
Yeah, Mark Edgington.
Wow.
"I'm a Christian rock star."
All right. And they'd probably believe you.
Yeah, of course.
Just like you can claim to be a preacher. You can just put on a, you know, black... What do you call them? Smocks? What do they wear? What do preachers... gown? What do they wear?
I'm not sure what the
what are those things called?
They wear
a robe. A preacher's robe.
Went to a Methodist church.
A preacher's trappings.
Now go to an Anglican church. So
his clothing, his raiment. You wear a preacher's clothes, and you're a preacher. People will treat you like a preacher. You know, if you walk around with a white collar on and the black shirt, you're a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
No one will think otherwise. No one will doubt that you're a preacher.
Is it a crime to impersonate a preacher?
No, it can't be. How could it be? Because if preachers are impersonating preachers, you don't have to go through any real training to become a preacher. There are people that will hand you a preacher's degree. I mean, sure, there's school for preachers, but that doesn't mean that you have to go to those schools to be one.
Right. Okay.
There are people that will, for $20, send you your preacher, your preaching doctorate or whatever it is.
That's right. In the Church of the Gray Salamanders or
something
whatever.
Like that. Yeah. And then you can be a reverend, and it's easy.
So my only point here was hate crimes stink. And
yes,
this is
yes.
the natural end to hate crimes. Finally, Satanists getting protected by the laws, the stupid law that we put in place.
Well, there is no doubt that these kids deserve to, you know, do some hard time. There's no doubt that this kid, the Satanist, deserves some. And I got to say that I'm not even a big fan of hard time. I am more of a fan of compensation. I'm more of a fan
right.
of restitution, where this kid probably had some medical bills. He probably is going to have some pain. Might prevent him from doing the work that he was doing, if he worked at all. I mean, he's 20 years old and a Satanist, so who knows what on earth he was doing during the daytime. I don't know if you can get paid for sacrificing sheep.
Worked at KB Toys.
Well, he worked at a bagel store for a while.
Bagel store.
There you go.
Yeah. Satan bagels.
Yeah, I agree with you that the chances
Holy
are good.
Bagels.
The chances are good that no one benefits except the government by putting these guys in jail.
That's true, especially if it's a 1 year sentence normally, and now it's a 15-year sentence. You're absolutely right. It's the prison system that's benefiting. The kid's not going to benefit because if he's actually still out and about and free and hasn't committed a crime on his own, then he's working still and paying taxes that are paying to keep the punks in prison for
the
extra 14
years. They ought to get forced labor, but that forced labor ought to bring a fair wage, and then that fair wage ought to be paid to Mr. Romano, the blue-haired Satanist.
Or a very large chunk of that fair wage. And that way, at least, he can be made somewhat whole again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another problem, the legal system that we had. And we had someone call in and rail against the legal system the other night. The biggest problem with it is that people get victimized twice. This kid got his ass beaten, and now he's got to pay his taxes. His tax dollars are now going to be paying to keep these kids in jail. That's victimization by the punks and victimization by the thugs in government. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Bring up anything you want. We had a request. Actually, we put out the question last night. Are there any tsunami jokes? Well, yes. Yes, there are. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so.
A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control, bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Dean here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and join the fun online. We got the bulletin board system with hundreds of users, thousands of posts for you to surf around through. We got the archives, the last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described. We got live streaming, the shrine of female listeners, and much, much more, all there for you on the house at freetalklive.com. Now, yesterday, we had a gentleman call, and actually we had an email that we read from a guy who was a little bit concerned with how flippant we had been on one particular issue in the past, and I defended, and we defended ourselves, man, which we said, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun, even in regards to serious topics.
Right. Every situation deserves at least a little bit of levity.
Totally. Whether it be the haircuts in North Korea or something else drastically serious.
And also I made the point that there is no humor without someone suffering. Someone's got to suffer from your humor every time.
That's true. They say that tragedy plus timing equals comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may not be the right timing, but then who's to say what is the right timing? So we asked the question, well, are there any tsunami jokes yet? And one of our listeners has responded.
We have some of the most tasteless listeners, I'll tell you.
As far as I'm concerned, I've never been one who's cared too much about timing. I'm always someone who's willing to say the insensitive things right up front. So here you go. Tsunami jokes by request. These are from Anonymous, of course. Nobody wants to take credit for these.
God.
Some of them are pretty bad. I'm going to try to skip. Should I skip over the bad ones or should I just read them all?
Why not read them all? Read the funny ones.
Yeah, right, that now, works. Now you both, okay. So we'll do the funny ones. All right. Well, now that we've prefaced them with being funny, no one will think that, well, anyway, here we go. Aren't the beachfront cities in Thailand without power? No. There's plenty of current running through the towns.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
What did the photographer say when about to photograph a group of tourists? Wave!
That one's kind of funny.
There's a dirty one, which I can't read, that has something to do with the island, P-H-U-K-E-T. This week is Indonesian...
It's Phuket.
Yeah. This week is Indonesian Hygiene Week. Thousands will be washing up on the beach.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible. Oh. That's just really bad. Oh, my God.
Let's see, and finally, why are so many sharks stricken with diarrhea? They've been eating Thai food all week.
Rough.
So there you go. Now, this is not a joke-telling show. Please don't call in with your worst or best jokes.
But
we don't care.
The thing is you did hear the first tsunami jokes here.
Right. We asked for them, yeah. And we were given them, so now we get
it. It is our job to report everything that we get.
Now you
first.
Know how insensitive and low human beings can really be, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, though, we do believe that sending money to charities for over in Thailand is a good idea. Just don't give it to the government.
And don't give it to the UN, for God's sake.
Yeah, make sure you know where your relief money is going.
So where are we going next, Manwich? What do you got? What are we going to do?
Well,
or should I talk about the fingerprinting cops?
Go ahead and do the fingerprinting cops.
This is another one. We talked about the cops last night quite a bit. Of course, we've got the police state encroaching on us here. As the weeks go by, more laws are passed, more regulations, and things get a little bit scarier on the streets of America. Now in Green Bay, maybe this is coming to a town near you. We don't have any affiliates in Green Bay. I wish we did, because then someone might be able to call in and comment on this. But if you're ticketed by Green Bay police, you'll get more than a fine. You'll get fingerprinted, too.
Whoa.
It's a new way police are cracking down on crime. If you're caught speeding, or playing your music too loud, or other crimes for which you might receive a citation, Green Bay police officers will ask for your driver's license and your finger.
Wow.
You'll be fingerprinted right there on the spot. The fingerprint appears...
You know, they just want to get the fingerprint of every man, woman, and child. They've tried this, get your kid printed in case they're kidnapped thing.
I got suckered into that when I was a youngster.
Your parents and brought you. You didn't have anything to do with that, right?
It's yeah, just... I mean, I was a young kid, but...
You didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Mommy and daddy brought you to Blockbuster Video, and you filled out a card and whatever.
It was actually at the mall. And
yeah, well, wherever it was.
It's a Big Brother police state.
They
want everybody's fingerprint.
Yes, they do. And they want video cameras on every corner of the street. And they want all kinds of outrageous police powers that eviscerate the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, the right to be free from search and seizure, which, of course, is another thing that the cops love to ask you when you get pulled over is, do you mind if I search your vehicle? You don't have anything to hide, do you? Mind if I search your vehicle? No, officer. Always say no to searches.
Yep.
Yes,
right.
I do mind, officer. I do not consent to a search of my person or my vehicle.
You know, even if you don't have anything in your car,
don't consent.
You do have your constitutional freedoms to lose.
Right. Yeah. You've also got some time to lose as well if you get searched.
They're going to tear your car up.
Literally, they will tear it up and then not put it back together. Every time. Every person that I've ever talked to that has been searched by the cops, they get all their stuff thrown out of their trunk, all of the seats. You know, they'll even tear the seats out of the car. Right, some of these cops are just out of control. And then they say, well, it looks like we didn't find anything. Or maybe they'll plant something and find something. But, oh, we didn't find anything. Take it easy. And they leave, and then you're free to put your car back together.
That's right. You know, a lot of people will consent to a search because they believe that if you decline, then the officer can bring in the dogs.
Not so anymore.
Why is that? Why couldn't they?
They discontinued the practice.
Wasn't there a Supreme Court case?
Yes.
That has something to do with the dog searches?
I believe it was a Florida Supreme Court case in which they said that...
It's still case law, though. You know, it's still U.S.
What did they say?
Law.
What was the decision? I'm trying to remember. I thought it was very bad, as I recall.
No, it was very good.
It was good?
It was... They can't call police dogs to come after someone has declined a search.
That's good. That's right. That was the result. So, but now they're doing this in Green Bay. So you'll be fingerprinted right there on the spot. The fingerprint appears right next to the amount of the fine. So they've actually modified their tickets.
So what if you tell them you're not going to give them your fingerprint?
Well, that's the important part. We'll get to that. Police say that it's meant to protect you.
I'm sure it is.
In the case that the person they're citing isn't who they claim to be. But not
you'll be safer in the county jail, too, right? Than you would be on the streets.
But not everyone is sold on that explanation. According to Captain Bureaucrat Greg Urban, he says, what we've seen happen for the last couple of years is increasing use of false or fraudulent identification documents.
Oh.
Police say they want to prevent the identity theft problem that Milwaukee has, where 13% of all violators give a false name. But in Green Bay, where police say they only average about 5 cases a year, drivers we talked with think the new policy is extreme. According to one citizen, that's going too far. You look at the ID, that's what they're there for. Either it's you or it's not. I don't think that that's a valid excuse. However, one other local said this. Carol Pilgrim said, quote, I would feel uncomfortable, but I would do it.
Of course she would. Of course.
Because I don't have anything to hide.
which is the same attitude that we're getting from the people at the airports. Just bend right over, spread your legs. We're going to go and have give you a full body cavity search because we need to make sure you don't have any bombs or drugs stuck in places where it shouldn't be. And people just give it right up. They don't care. I mean, it seems a little intrusive, but it's for my safety. So I'll go ahead and let you do it. Well, citizens do have the right to say no. According to defense attorney Jackson Maine, they could say no and not have to worry about getting arrested, but then get what he adds. He says this. This is the defense attorney speaking. On the other hand, I'm like everybody else. When a police officer tells me to do something, I'm going to do it whether I have the right to say no or not. What kind of an attitude is that? What kind of a defeatist attitude is that to promote amongst our population? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we are here Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock in the evening. So join us for every single one of those shows. And if you don't get every one of those hours on your local radio station, you're only getting part of the show, go ahead and give them a call. Give your local program director a call and thank him or her for having Free Talk Live on their airwaves, and then ask them very nicely to add every hour of the show, all 6 days. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. There's all sorts of fun stuff on there, so check it out, the bulletin board, and much, much more at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Talking about a new policy that the police are implementing in Green Bay. We don't have any affiliates there, but nonetheless, you should be aware of it because it could be coming to a town near you soon. It seems that bad ideas sort of spread when it comes to our government. Because the cops think this is just a great idea. This is just the greatest idea since sliced bread for the police, and that is to fingerprint you at any traffic stop. Yes, that's right. You get pulled over for having a tail light out, fingerprint. You get pulled over for speeding, fingerprinted. Maybe even for warnings. Maybe if they're giving you a warning, they'll fingerprint you. Because they want to control us, although they say it's for our protection.
Of course.
They want to have as many fingerprints on file as they can. For what reason? I don't know. I don't know if they have my fingerprints on file. I don't think they do. I don't think that my parents took me to one of those little get-your-kid fingerprinted days. But now that I think about it, maybe I do remember that somewhat. I don't know. It's frightening either way. The frightening thing is the way they present it. They present it. There's a part of the ticket that they have to fill out if you're getting a speeding ticket. There's a part of the ticket where there's a space for your fingerprint. Now, they don't do all five fingers. So they don't
need all five.
Right. They probably just take, when you're at the police station and you're getting booked, they take all of your fingers. Don't they take all 10?
Yep. They do, but they don't need all of them for identification.
Because aren't they all the same?
They only need one good print for identification purpose.
Yeah, because aren't all of your fingertips the same print?
I don't know that. I mean, I'm not a fingerprint expert or anything.
Well, anyway, they're getting one print, and that's just one print. It just takes a moment of your time. And the way the police present it is, okay, go ahead and give me your finger. We'll fingerprint you. They're not even asking the question, apparently, in Green Bay, because normally the cops will ask you for certain things that you have to consent to. They'll ask you, well, do you mind if I search your car? And you can say, yeah, I do mind, please, I don't consent to a search of my vehicle. You can kind of answer their question.
Assuming the sale, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, as this defense attorney puts it, this coward, he says, on the other hand, he says, first of all, he lets you know, you could say no and not have to worry about getting arrested. On the other hand, I'm like everybody else. When a police officer tells me to do something, I'm going to do it whether I have the right to say no or not. That is the worst possible attitude you can have in a police encounter. This attitude of, yeah, whatever you say goes, officer. You want me to bend over and touch my toes? I'll do that for you because you're a police officer and you have a spiffy uniform. These people are just people. Police officers, something you have to remember about cops when you're dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're trained to be authoritative.
Right.
They're trained to be scary.
To pull you into different word games, asking you questions.
Right. And they're just people too. And like every other person in the world, they are subject to manipulation. So when the cops are trying to manipulate you, I suggest you turn it around on them. The old sales adage, Manwich, is he who is asking the questions is winning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you ask questions, you control the conversation.
Yes. He who is doing the most talking is losing.
And
the cops are taught to barrage you with questions.
Yep.
Where are you going? Where'd you come from? Who's your grandma?
You know how fast we're going?
Yeah.
Where's the fire?
Right. They barrage you with these questions in their authoritative, I'm a police officer demeanor because that's where they have to come from to have their measure of control. But if you start asking them questions, like, well, what law did I violate, officer? Could you tell me a little bit about that law?
Hey, settle down. I'm asking the questions here.
Just try to turn whatever it is that they're asking you around into another question for them. Try to get them to answer as many questions as possible. That's one tip. The other thing is, if they tell you to do something, you can ask why. Step out of the car, please, sir. Why? Why do you need me to step out of the car? Well, I can't even imagine what the cop's answer to that would be, because they wouldn't be used to that, would they?
I'd be scared to answer like that. I think the next answer would be getting beaten about the head with a billy club.
Well, that's the other part of it. That's why this defense attorney saying that sort of thing, because the cops have a tendency to do that sort of thing. Obviously, that is definitely something you should be scared of, but, I mean, the whole situation is scary. I mean, I've been pulled over by the cops twice, and I'll tell you what, even though I know my rights, my adrenaline still pumps.
Right. Definitely.
It's a high-intensity situation. You should be scared because, yeah, these guys have guns, and they don't get punished for using them. They could take a gun out, put a cap in your head, and leave you on the side of the road, tell you that, say something like you went for their gun. And so they had to take you out.
Well, yeah, I mean, we went over that story last night of the Springfield principal, Springfield, Massachusetts principal, mm-hmm. who was had a epileptic, not epileptic, but a
diabetic coma or whatever,
seizure, and in his car, and he was just sitting there in a parking lot, and the cops broke his BMW window and drug him through the passenger side
and beat the hell out of him. Four cops,
because they said he was on drugs. How could four guys there to uphold the law come to the decision that it's a good idea to beat up this guy who's having a seizure? What a bad idea!
I don't understand it, though, but I'll tell you this. When it comes to being questioning towards the cops, you either are going to end up in jail or you're not, right? You're either going to die or you're not. So we'll talk about this a little bit more. 1-800-259-9231. And if you want to chime in, anything goes, you can also change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on the bulletin board systems, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. But let's get right to the phones, right to the fun, because this is the show about your calls. Matthew in Minneapolis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good evening,
excellent,
Matthew.
Sir.
I have just posted to your BBS in the issues area a link to the busted video. You guys familiar with that?
Yes. Actually, we talked about it last night, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you did. Good for you. Well, if no one has seen the link already, it's up there now. And it is a great video. If you don't need a testimonial already, I'll give you one.
Now, that link that you posted, I actually happened to just notice your post right before you called in. That link doesn't actually give you the video. That gives you the chance to purchase the video.
That's correct. And if you would like to get the video for free, you can make a donation to some of the supporting organizations. Among others are the Marijuana Policy Project. And you can get the video as a premium by doing that.
That's correct. That's how I got mine. I gave the Drug Reform Coordination Network a donation.
Yeah, and a number of groups have gotten together to fund this. It was largely funded by Rob Campia, the organization whose executive director is Rob Campia, a very good libertarian who's heading up the MPP. They run a very professional campaign nationwide to regulate medical marijuana.
You know, that's the problem. You know, that's I get MPP mailings from time to time, and I'd love to send those guys a donation, but they're just not libertarian enough for me.
Understand that if you haven't met Rob, you should, because Rob is very much libertarian. Rob is very much on your side.
Why doesn't he call for decriminalization then?
Well,
through all these regulations.
Because first of all, the term decriminalization has a lot of connotations that he's not willing to. Basically, you have to pick your battles.
Yeah,
they are picking their battles in states where they can attempt to save people's lives by not prosecuting patients. So what they're doing, not prosecuting patients.
Got it.
Yes. So, and also they have done the research. They've spent the money and looked at the demographics. We have the numbers nationwide to get medical marijuana regulated. In other words, not criminal. In other words, get it out of the sights of the law enforcement organizations.
Yeah, well, that's true.
We do not have the numbers to decriminalize marijuana in general, not even small amounts in most states. There is no point in butting your head up against that wall until you get people seeing that the walls of civilization do not fall down when we decriminalize medical marijuana.
Although you got to say, though, Alaska and Nevada came damn close, didn't they?
Well, that's the same group pushing those efforts. The MPP was behind those as well. So if you have any doubt in your mind that they're willing to do a full court press when the time is right, let those doubts be alleviated by that.
See, the problem, though, is they will be subject to the accusations of the anti-drug groups of, well, this is just the first step toward legalization. And then they have to kind of defend, like, no, we only want to do medical pot. But that's not true.
We do want
full legalization.
The fact
full
is, I don't think they ever get themselves into the position of saying no, that they don't want to do this.
Okay.
I think they're fairly unapologetic about the way that they're going. They have the best arguments in the world for trying to allow people not to be prosecuted as criminals when trying to save their own lives.
Do you happen to know if the busted video is available on file sharing services?
I don't know if it is, and I don't know whether I would be doing you a disservice by letting you know that it was or was not out there when I haven't ever heard them say that they don't want your support, meager though it may be.
I think they deserve the support, but I am absolutely, I've given that video out to so many people, because I think it's number one, the most important thing, that people see the video. I think once people see the video, then their support level is going to go up, and that's why they give you permission in the video to actually distribute it.
But, if they do, then I would say look for it on the file sharing services.
Absolutely. Quick question before you go. Is that you in the picture on the bulletin board system?
That's me.
Okay, very good.
That's me
curious.
In Portugal.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Have a great night. We'll talk to you again. 1-800-259. He likes popsicles. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
If you're tired of